fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Aliso Viejo, California.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The 3-5 Bears begin their second half Sunday when the Green Bay Packers bus into town.
I feel like it's a new season in a way. Just the last games, they are what they are, but this, we have a great opportunity with coming up next, this home game, just take it one game at a time, trying to be 1-0 this week. We're only worried about the Green Bay Packers.
He's got it down. Mitch Trubisky was on the bench earlier this season when the Packers beat the Bears by 21 at Lambeau Field, a game in which Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes. But it is Brett Hundley who will be flinging it for the Pack this Sunday, with Rodgers currently out of order. The Bears' Danny Trevathan was a no-go in practice today because of a calf injury. NBA, the Bulls host Indiana on Friday, and how about Bobby Portis in his return from an 8-game face-break suspension last night against Toronto, 21 points and 13 rebounds.
If Portis plays like he did last night, which we haven't seen much of in this first 2 years here, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they make the decision to put Portis back as a starter and bring Markkanen off the bench.
To get him off his feet, Lauri Markkanen missed practice today to that end with quad tendonitis, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson, who was a guest on the Molly and Hanley show here on The Score this morning. Hockey, the Blackhawks out east tomorrow, Philadelphia. The Wolves lost to Milwaukee today 3-0. And Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has threatened to sue the NFL and some owners over NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract negotiations. That according to a story in the New York Times today. This scoreboard update is being brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And the football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Have you seen Ben Roethlisberger play? Have you seen him lately? Like, this dude has been telling people he wanted to quit for 2 years.
Yeah, and then he even said something like, I don't think I have it.
Right!
And nobody cares that he's right.
At all. Because it's Big Ben. And it's Pittsburgh, and you're supposed to love it.
Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all hug it, chug it, football! All night!
He's Al Pacino in football pads screaming at you, and you're supposed to love him because you once loved him, but you shouldn't love him anymore.
You're comparing him to late career Pacino.
Just saying, brother.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
When you realize that screaming Pacino is the same guy that played Michael Corleone.
Talk to my father about my future. My future.
Mikey, he has high hopes for you.
I have my own plans for my future.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
She got a great ass!
Quit screaming at me, dude.
Yeah.
Still a classic in the community and one of the most overrated movies of all time. It's Scarface.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Not interested.
I don't know how I feel about you now.
Why?
Well, I know how I feel about you, but
you would love it because it's so bad.
Really?
It is.
Yeah, it's awful. Is.
I didn't like the movie at all.
At all.
Tremendously boring. Boring from the beginning of the movie.
It's not as bad as The Room, is it?
No.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
What a story, Mark.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
That's what you got right here.
You never know where these discussions go, especially this time of year.
Yeah, I did Al Pacino and Ben Roethlisberger, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where that was headed or what Tanny was doing with that.
Put it together, though. You see it.
Yeah, we got the tragic news yesterday during the show that great pitcher and even better guy Roy Halladay died in a small airplane crash. He was piloting this relatively advanced, if not experimental, amphibious plane that had crashed before. In fact, the engineer of the plane killed himself and his girlfriend in a similar crash years ago. And I don't quite understand this take, but I'm just following on Twitter. Mike Freeman retweeted something here that there's the show in Boston, Felger and Maserati.
Yeah.
On the Sports Hub.
Yeah. My guy Jim Murray does the updates for that show.
I guess Felger was going in on Halladay for flying, just for being a recreational pilot. Mm-hmm. And mocking him. He's using sound effects of crashing.
Because yesterday during the break, I actually was talking to the guys on the other side of the glass, and I said that's one thing that I've never really understood, the hobby of flying a plane. Like
my father-in-law is a pilot.
I'm too nervous and tense and too much anxiety, so I can never be wired that way. So
these are the same people that text and drive.
Yeah,
which is 100 times more dangerous than properly flying a plane.
Yeah, but I wasn't going in and mocking, though.
But there was a quote here that said he got what he deserved.
Well, that's...
What are you doing?
That's ridiculous.
What are you doing? I mean, there's always tone-deaf jokes about celebrity death, and obviously it takes time. Like, people can make jokes about John Denver now that they wouldn't have made in the immediate aftermath, although Terry did.
Sonny Bono.
let the record show that Terry was very quick to do that. But
when you mentioned Bob Collins is playing yesterday, I remember the joke that people in this city told about Bob Collins.
Oh, it was Terry's joke.
Yeah.
It was Terry's.
He used to like to drop in on his fans.
Drop in on his listeners, yes. But man, this is this some of the statistical analysis that's being redone now, because when a guy's 40 years old but not yet up for Hall of Fame discussion, it really wasn't Halladay's time to sort of be discussed for what he was and what he represented. Now, this is Joe Sheehan has a couple of paragraphs here. So we remember him for his complete game. So he has a grouping here. The most complete games pitched by anybody in Generation X or later. And he is defining this as born 1975 or later. Roy Halladay has 67 complete games. Then the drop off is to Levon Hernandez with 50, Pedro Martinez with 46, CC Sabathia with 38, and then Bartolo Colon and Brad Radke with 37.
This is like the third time Brad Radke has come up in a conversation when we're talking about cumulative numbers.
Roy Halladay has 30 more complete games than Bartolo Colon. So this is Sheehan here. We like to talk about Justin Verlander like he's Wilbur Wood, but Verlander has 23 complete games in his career. No pitcher, now listen very carefully here, no pitcher born after 1980 has more than 25 complete games. And he refers to Roy Halladay as the last horse.
Yeah, the last of the
pitch. The last horse.
Before the pitch count era came into play.
The last one.
Wow.
No pitcher born after 1980 has more than 25 complete games in his career.
Wow. We used to talk about the 300-game winners
and how
those guys were dwindling.
Forget it. That's why the way we define a Hall of Fame starting pitcher is going to have a radical alteration.
I remember when I was a kid, you had 13, 14 complete games. You guys just...
Sometimes they're a loss, too.
No doubt.
Give up six runs, you're still out there.
Yeah. You see the camera footage?
I have not.
Yeah, it's tough. It's one of those things where when a guy dies that way, you hope that he's not intoxicated Jose Fernandez stuff and how he was boating while high on cocaine, or with cocaine in the system, I should say. The people saw from the shore the tricks that this plane was doing, and thought it was abnormal, and a couple of different camera phones picked up.
Was he doing tricks, or was he out of control?
Well, it looked like he was going 100 feet off the water to 5 feet, back up to 100 feet, like doing, you know, some acrobatics out there at the plane. And, you know, it's one of those things where you hear plane crash and you're like, engine failure or something happened.
Bird strike.
Yeah. Maybe like a seizure behind the, you know, in the cockpit. Something crazy has to happen. And then you find out, or it is reported that he may have just been showing off. You know, I don't know what the term would be for flying like that, because it's not showboating, is it? Because you're not boating.
Well, but it can be reckless if there are rules to this, to what you are allowed to do per FAA.
Safety in the air,
and if you may be endangering other people in any way, I don't know.
Yeah, a couple of different camera phones were whipped out, and there's a couple of different angles on, like, people saying, "Wow, what is this? You know, what is this plane out there doing?" So it sucks, man. You know, and Tim Kirchin did a terrific piece yesterday on ESPN, kind of talking about the same things. You know, the last horse, how relentlessly he worked on not only his craft but his body, and of course his you know, charitable efforts in Philly and in Toronto as well.
What is this texture?
What's wrong?
You guys have never talked about this guy ever until his plane crash.
Roy Halladay? He's right. One of the best pitchers of his generation.
We talked about him all the time when he was pitching.
I don't know. Oh, he just wanted us to talk about him like weekly until
he died?
Yeah, I
don't know. Yeah, were you wanting updates on his retirement?
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you. So I'm getting Field Yates has just tweeted the Packers have cut Martellus Bennett.
Wow.
Whoa.
Jeez. Well,
he was hurt, I thought. They can't just
this
cut
hasn't
him.
Been the season for him, even when Aaron Rodgers was healthy. Martellus wasn't getting a lot of looks.
Yates says the Packers cut Bennett with the failure to disclose a medical condition designation.
Ooh, that's not injury settlement. Failure to disclose a medical condition. Because, you know, Martellus was getting weird. Because remember he was some kind of comment last week about thinking about walking away from the game. They said, what's going on? And he just said, life. So I don't know if the Packers are making something up or they're insinuating something, but
I'm sure they distanced themselves away from any kind of suit that you might have.
They had already ruled Bennett out, and now he's cut. And now the Bears fans will want him re-signed, and that is not happening. Won't,
because certain Bears fans will remember that Martellus is one of the Bennett boys, and he has been very outspoken about certain things.
That could be, Martellus might have a difficult time finding himself a job.
Well, I mean, he's always talked about his wants outside of football, his cartooning and his, you know, authoring children's books. So maybe this will be the role for him now going forward.
708 texter says it might not necessarily have been hot dogging. He was flying a seaplane. It's possible he was practicing touch and go landings and not being reckless.
Oh yeah.
I guess maybe
that's the case too.
If he's trying to move upwards, and because I don't know much about that plane.
I don't either.
I mean,
it looks weird.
I've been on normal seaplanes before. I've been on pontoon planes and I've had some white knuckle experiences on them, believe me. But yeah, we had one bush pilot who thought it was really funny.
Cracky.
He thought it was really funny to pretend we ran out of gas.
That's not the move.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
That's how you make sure that you don't get hired again.
It's like this 22-year guy, and all of a sudden, like, one of the engines stops. Like, oh, looks like we're out of gas, eh? What do you mean? And you hear this. You say, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just switching the tanks over.
And then he said, woo!
Yeah.
You found out it was Ric Flair that was piloting your plane.
That was not funny.
No. That's how you get an eye jammy.
As soon as you land,
you take care
of
it.
You wait till he gets you over to the dock, right?
You don't mess with the food while the cook is still preparing it, you know, and then you say, hey, let me holler at you over here for a minute. You see my wife? She's not very happy with the situation, and now I'm going to have to deal with this for the rest of the car ride.
Just switch the tanks over, eh?
Yeah, that's
not... We'll get you started.
That's not cool in the least. So Martellus Bennett doesn't have a job. Jerry Jones wants to sue... or wants to remove Roger Goodell and sue fellow owners. This is a weird day in the NFL. That text is super weird, though. Now that I think about it, why... Are we supposed to talk about retired players until they die, like every week? Are we supposed to have a Roy Halladay segment?
I'm really not sure what the anger is there.
I'm not sure on a good 65%. I'm not sure on a good 65 to 70% of the anger on the text line half the time.
The 630 says, why was Duncan Keith flying your plane? Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. If you hung around with the old Canadian bush pilots, you got a lot in common.
All right, this is when we go to break, because this is when old Swaggy B starts to tap dance that line a little. I know it.
Yeah, we love it. I'm just talking about the old Canadian bush pilot.
I know what you're doing. You know, how's the weather in Canada?
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Bernstein. No. He's Jason Goff.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes. You listen to 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
So you want to win the warm? Listen to the Molly and Hanley Show all next week starting Monday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm trying to stick to sports. However, I got to talk social media for one moment because Twitter is such a big deal on my radio program. Twitter is now going to 280 characters for all users. My snap reaction to that is worst idea ever. The entire appeal to Twitter is its character limit. It forced everybody to step their game up. It fostered cleverness. It was tight. It was easy to read. It made smart people smarter, and it handcuffed dummies. But that day is gone because now we're at 280. I mean, Twitter should just rebrand itself as Facebook or an email server. Why stop at 280? If you're going to trash the site, might as well go all in, lift the entire character limit. Like the NCAA tournament, let every single school in. Bigger is better, right? Wrong. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark
jalapeno
donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
I'm the same way.
The fact that we're friends and know each other's rhythm makes us a better team.
Chicago's only homegrown late news team. Corey McFerrin and Dawn Hasbrook. Fox 32 News at 9.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And compete for your chance to win great with Dos Equis. Please drink responsibly. Chicago.com/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The 1-2 pitch. Hit toward third. Castro has it. Spins. Fires. A perfect game! Roy Halladay has thrown the second perfect game in Philadelphia Phillies history.
Is he the only guy to throw a perfect game and a no-hitter in the same season? I thought I heard that last night. Like, no-hitter was in the playoffs. One of two guys to throw a no-hitter.
Yeah, we would never have talked about a playoff no-hitter.
Damn it.
That guy's legitimately
very
mad,
angry.
Too.
The thing that these guys don't understand, hysterical. There's a guy who's angry that we're talking about, Roy Halladay. He texts, "You guys have never talked about this guy ever until his plane crash. Who are you crapping?" way to keep the references relevant.
He was a Cy Young winner.
Never heard of Roy Halladay. Been listening since 94. Apparently too long.
Same guy.
It's not anger. It's your BS. And I had to reply to him. The fact that you are this angry about this is absolutely hilarious.
Yes, that's why everyone else is making fun of you on the text lines.
Dude. You guys don't talk enough Roy Oswalt.
I want my Jack McDowell update.
Talk more Kevin Brown. Yeah. Dude, after a guy retires, unless there's something going on, a Hall of Fame commencement, or he's in the news.
What about Tank?
Well, unless somebody's falling off an air conditioner or off of a patio onto an air conditioner. That's what happened, right?
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
Just leave him out there on the patio.
Paralyzed, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they kind of just left him there, but well, it happens.
University of Illinois basketball.
I was going to say, Jamar Smith and Dr. Frazier came by.
Hey, Herbie.
Oh, is that why you threw that in there for him?
No, did they lose to Eastern Illinois?
Yes.
In basketball?
Don't worry, it's just an exhibition game. I'm getting it right from Parakeet Herb's mom.
Herb said, it's an exhibition game. And then I turned back around to see. I didn't hear what he says. Like, tell him it's an exhibition game. Like, you want to make sure you knew that.
Get the word out. All right, it's an exhibition game. There's no way in hell you should be losing to Eastern Illinois. Come on, Herbie. Hey, who's next? Texas Pan Am? What are we doing here?
Lose to Marathon Oil.
Yeah, what are we doing? Athletes in action. Yep. Yes, the EA Sports All-Star.
Team the guy called about.
Yeah, the Bloomington Flex. Yes.
Bloomington Flex.
Time to have. Yep.
The Bloomington Thieves or whatever their name is.
What the hell, Bloomington
Chinese Thieves, I believe, was the name of their team. The logo's ridiculous.
They're just stealing Chinese people, or they're doing the LiAngelo Ball and swiping some sunglasses from the Louis store. How much do Louis glasses run you these days? Like $450, somewhere around there.
And someone was asking, if it's China, is it a knockoff? Is it like Louis Vuitton?
Louis, the initial
right.
Sounds like a Rick Camp name.
Oh yeah, you guys on Twitter are just so annoying.
The Santos de Cartier sunglasses.
Okay, Santos
from Cartier are $1,130. The Louis Vuitton Evidence glasses are $674. The Louis Vuitton round frames are $1,500. The Yves Saint Laurent.
I hope my wife's not listening.
$435. I bought a pair of expensive sunglasses when I was 21 years old.
Were they Varnays?
No, they were Gucci sunglasses. And the only reason I bought them is because I used to come downtown and walk on, you know, the Mag Mile, and like, you know what? One of these days, I'm gonna get myself a pair of these glasses. And we went to the 900 building over here. I purchased the glasses. I wore them like 3 times. It's when I first started dating Nicole. I put them on a bed. She sat on them, broke them, and it was a wrap for those glasses. I know you hater ass hater. I've never paid more than $30 for sunglasses.
You call me a hater?
Yes, you are a hater. Yes, you are.
I've had 3 pairs of nice sunglasses. I've lost them all, and now I don't wear sunglasses. I've decided I don't like wearing sunglasses. I'd rather squint.
You are a hater.
Yeah, I had some transition lenses that I lost in Bourbonnais, you know, years back. I love those glasses, too.
I think I lost mine in Bourbonnais, too.
And then I called the hotel, the Holiday Inn that we stayed in. I'm like, hey, this is the room number. Can you check there for me? Yeah, there's nothing in there. I'm like, dude, I just checked out. I'm on the way home. They had nothing for me.
So this was a 98.5, the sports hub in Boston. Okay, yeah. This was what was said about Roy Halladay on the Felger and Maz show.
And so when this guy went down in the plane yesterday, I said, I want to know about that. I said, I don't know the details, but hopefully this isn't JFK Jr., someone who doesn't know what he's doing, screwing around with the plane and killing himself for all intents and purposes. And so it just sort of angers me. Like, you care that little about your life or about the life of your family or your little joyride? Is that important to you that you're going to risk just dying? You're 40 years old and a multimillionaire with a loving family. And to you, you have to go get that thing where you can dive bomb from 100 feet to 5 above the water with your single engine plane with your hand out the window. Whee! Whee! Yeah, man, look at the G-force on this. I'm Maverick. Yeah, man, look at this. This is so cool. And you die splat. And it's over. So you're that guy. You have to do that?
Where is his partner? Because that's when, if you notice, his partner, yeah, buddy, his partner laid out for that one. Yes, he pulled up the Chris Tannehill elbows.
Giving the stretch sign.
Yeah, what the hell? That's like what happened with Chris D'Amino and those dudes down in Atlanta. Chris D'Amino's a good dude. Him and Steak Shapiro, and I forget the other guy's name, Chris laid out while the other two guys went in on Steve Gleason. And they did like the whole robot voice thing while Steve was dealing. Yeah. Yeah. They did the whole, I can't talk that thing. Yes, dude. It was awful. And I think all three of those guys got fired. And Chris didn't even say anything, I think, during the whole time.
And he got fired too?
Yes. They let the whole show rock. The whole show had to go to the principal's office and turn in their playbooks, man. It was bad. Like, I talked to Chris about it, and he's like, dude, in that instance, you know, I'm not saying anything, but what do I do? And they all landed on their feet again. But there's those moments where you're like, hey, man, like your producer's got to look at you and go, hey, what are we doing here? Or turn your mic off and go to break or something like that.
But was he? Let me ask you this:
was his partner there? Like,
yes, he was there.
He was there today.
I just listened to the audio of it. Yeah, his partner is fully there.
And just let him say that.
Acknowledge it, like with a word or And he tried to kind of defend.
Well,
Roy
it got out of hand really quickly though, because you know, for a while there, you're like, okay, I see what he's saying. You know, the guy, you know, family
right.
man shouldn't
there,
be doing that.
There is
and then all of a sudden, he went totally out of control.
He was angry that he didn't appreciate his life more.
Yeah,
and then it got into. You know, let's do the splat sound.
Yeah, there's something legitimate to be said about flying recklessly, but
how do you navigate that though?
Was he waving? Like he made some reference.
The
to
video
his,
was from half a mile.
Yeah, it's
at least,
a camera
like,
phone.
Yeah, it's
it wasn't close up. It wasn't zoomed in
or anything.
Yeah, there
like,
is.
How do you say what he tried to say just now?
Yeah, I think you could. The way you could say it is I certainly hope he wasn't recklessly endangering himself. And
is joyride too harsh? Like, because, you know,
you buy a plane like that to have fun with it. And certain planes right. are designed to be flown certain ways. That was the Bob Collins thing. Bob Collins had a trick plane, a stunt plane.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, it wasn't supposed to be that particular stunt,
right?
But it was. You had to be a really high level of flight. Remember when Jay Williams crashed his bike, and he had been told this is
too much bike
for you.
I believe he had a Ducati, it was his first bike.
It was huge. The
That's
size
what I'm
of it.
No,
yeah.
The
horsepower was. Yeah, so you're not ready for this.
A Gixxer or a Ducati. Something like that.
And sometimes even a recreational pilot, and I know you have to be licensed to fly certain things, but maybe, I don't know. I can't speculate. I don't know enough right. about recreational aviation. I don't know enough about what moves he was doing. And it's possible he's doing touch-and-go landings, trying to get used to an amphibious plane. Somebody described it as almost being like a jet ski with wings.
Hmm. Never been on a jet ski before, so.
I was on one and I didn't enjoy it. And I told you about my Wave Runner experience.
With you and the kid?
Both kids.
Yeah.
And I was happy we were done. I mean, the boy was like, more!
Yeah. more adrenaline. More! Yeah.
My daughter said, drop me off now.
She's the sane one. All right, when we come back from an update, I want to tell you about something that I'm doing tomorrow. A couple of things, actually.
Oh, there's one that's going to be real special. Yeah. I know that.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Cheer on your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this season. Single game tickets available at chicagobears.com/tickets. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Every week's a new test. You know, what we did last week doesn't make a hill of beans. You know, it's what we do this week.
John Fox's Bears go for their first road win since 2015 when they visit a talented Bucs team Sunday in Tampa Bay.
They definitely got a skill set. You know, they added DeSean Jackson. Evans was already a factor. You know, they added O.J. Howard, which is a, you know, 250-pound guy that runs 4.5. So he's got that kind of talent. You know, Jameis can be a problem.
But as Danny Trevathan points out, any offense can be neutralized if you hit the quarterback.
He's fearless in that pocket. We got to get him uncomfortable. We can't dance around him, give him too much time, let him make extra plays. And can't let him get too comfortable. And you got to move him around. But, you know, that's our mindset, and you know, my mindset. You know, we can't let him comfortable. Can't let him read our defense. We can't let him just pick us apart. We got to move him around. We got to get him uncomfortable. Make this a habit game for us.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Joined homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. So beyond the Bears Day today in the NBA, Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez down for the Bulls today with aches and pains. Not clear if either or both will play Friday against Indiana, the Bulls' next game at the United Center. The Bulls will be looking to avoid a third straight loss overall after falling to the Raptors last night. Hockey, the Blackhawks are 7-6-2, sixth place in the Central, and playing the Flyers in Philadelphia tomorrow. The Wolves already played today and lost. loss, 3-0 to Milwaukee, the Admirals. And back to football, Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston apologized today for inciting that incident, which led to receiver Mike Evans's suspension, and also said that his throwing shoulder is being examined by orthopedic surgeon Dr. James Andrews. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start Sunday against the Jets for Tampa Bay. The scoreboard update is being brought to you by Bowlaroo. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlaroo's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Rock in and roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at Bowlaroo.com and catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
All right, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, if you're just thinking to yourself, what am I going to do with my evening? I got about an hour to kill. Well, come hang out with me and Bobby Portis at Old Town Poorhouse, 1419.
Great joint.
North Wells. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be an hour of talking hoops with the young power forward from Arkansas. We'll be hanging out for an hour courtesy of Tito's. There'll be Tito's giveaways. There'll be Tito's specials. It should be a fun time. There'll be Q&A from the fans. So if you want to grab the mic and ask Bobby Portis a question, knock yourself out.
They call them crazy eyes.
I probably shouldn't use knock yourself out and the terminology and trying to promote this thing.
Interesting choice of words.
But yeah, from 7 to 8 tomorrow, Old Town Poorhouse in Old Town, 1419 South Wells. And then after that, Dan, I will be going to a special charity event, the 5th annual ping pong ball for the Jackson Chance Organization, the Jackson Chance Foundation. Jackson Chance Foundation benefits parents and children who are in the NICU. Long NICU stays. And if you have ever spent any time waiting for your child to come out of the NICU and going there every single day, you know how tough it is. But it's also tough financially for a lot of people. You can spend anywhere from $11 to $25 a day parking at these facilities. So the Jackson Chance Foundation has raised, I believe, over $3 million. And it's because of Carrie and Terry Meggie, whose child, Jackson, passed away. It was only out of the NICU for 48 hours for the first year of his life. He was in the NICU, and those costs mount up, and it's all about touching your child and being around your kid, hoping they come home with you. And a lot of parents don't get a chance to go as frequently as they would like to, and then that guilt sets in, and you know your child needs to feel your touch and hear your voice. And I know the 5 weeks that Nicole and I spent over at the NICU here, it was tough, but you know, we missed one day and we felt like hell, and it was just because we just needed to recharge our batteries. I know a lot of parents go through that, and the Jackson Chance Foundation raises money to cover some of those costs. And you may think parking is nothing, but man, when those 15s mount up on you and those 25s mount up on you, next thing you know, it's like you're paying a car note every single month if you're hopefully not in there for that long. So tomorrow night, the 5th annual ping pong ball. The VIP tickets include a private reception with special guests beginning at 4:30 p.m. If you want to donate, or if you want to jump into the fray and hang out and watch some Olympians, some table tennis Olympians and champions go at it. I'm sure they're going to pull people on stage.
Have you never seen real table tennis players
play?
These
kids were on WGN Morning News yesterday.
Standing 20 feet behind,
It's the Forrest Gump scene over and over and over again, but in real life. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. So jacksonchance.org/pingpongball. Our guy Chris Collins will be there. Our former coworker Chris Collins. Okay. I don't know if Northwestern coach Chris Collins will be there.
Hey, both teams ranked.
Hey, I actually had that bookmark
both
for us to talk
teams
about.
Ranked.
And then the grade rankings for scholars
is coming out as well. So, you know, the Northwestern athletes will be graded high for that as well. So, yeah, the fifth annual ping pong ball tomorrow, jacksonchance.org/ping pong ball if you want to jump in. It's a private guest reception, and VIP tickets are still available for you. And it goes to a great cause, helping out families who, you know, just want to be around their kids while their kids are going through a tough time.
This segment brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. There's more specifics about this rant from Michael Felger. Apparently the part that we just played was the more innocuous.
Okay.
That it went further than that. Deadspin has an article up now titled Boston Sports Radio Chud Goes on Long Rant About How Roy Halladay Deserved to Die. All right. And
you gotta know, like, no matter how much you're feeling like it's not going the wrong way, you gotta have a governor. Now, you got not Dave Koerner. I mean, it's good to have a Dave Koerner every once in a while, too, but you got to have something that's in you that'll throttle it back a little bit.
We got a former pilot who wants to weigh in when we come back on The Score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit haysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For this.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It's fall, and the fall asleep sale is on at Mattress Firm. So because it's fall, you can fall asleep faster. The fall asleep sale, get it? And if you pick up a Beautyrest world-class mattress, you know what? As part of this, you get another mattress 50% off.
And Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. If you happen to find the same or comparable price for a mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, simply bring in the advertisement and they'll beat the price by 10%, even up to 100 days after the purchase. And of course, since there are over 100 Chicagoland Mattress Firm stores, it won't be hard to find.
Over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. A Beautyrest Firm queen is $399.99. Serta Memory Foam queen, just $474.99. And importantly, 0% APR for 5 years. That is 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. But you got to go in there. You got to check it out to take advantage of all that you get at the fall asleep sale at Mattress.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Us 8-0.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. We've been talking about a lot of different things today. We've had some Bears talk. We've talked a little bit about LiAngelo Ball and LeVar Ball over in China. And we started to talk a little bit about Roy Halladay and what's happening in Boston as a couple of radio guys are running into some trouble right now.
Yeah, the Felger and Maz show, he's saying, oh, look, I just landed on the water, everybody. I'm going to tweet it. Splat, you're dead. Sorry, dude, you're on your own. I got no sympathy for you. If that's how you're wired and that's how you die, bon voyage. If I die helicopter skiing, you have the right to do the exact same thing I'm doing to Roy Halladay. He got what he deserved, idiot. Wow.
That's like personal. Like,
he said to the point, this guy is like the bad guy to me.
Oh, see, now you're just doing.
You got this family and you're going to screw around in this little toy plane.
Yeah, he's doing too much, way too much.
Hmm.
Like
that
much vitriol isn't necessary.
He sideswipes Dale Earnhardt. Was it Dale Earnhardt who died? The race car driver? I root for the wall. I really do. Okay. Wow, that's even further than we went telling people to not be surprised.
Right.
Yeah, people got mad at us. Just
people get killed in crashes.
Right. Just for saying, I'm shocked he's dead. So, well, you shouldn't be shocked. You really you can be unhappy.
That rate of speed and sad to a wall. Yeah.
Right. And a guy who was reckless.
You didn't say you rooted for the wall.
Right. I root for the wall. So you're saying?
So
you're,
he treats these kinds of activities the way we do when people handle exotic animals.
There he is, the ghost of Dale Earnhardt. But he's saying he's happy Dale Earnhardt died. Hey, I don't quite get. In Displains, John is on the score.
Hi, guys. First of all, let me start by wishing you a happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's my significant other's birthday as well, and we're going to be heading into the city for dinner in about an hour.
Well, enjoy your evening. So,
there you go. I am a retired pilot, and it's important for you to understand I'm also 64 years of age. First of all, Dan, there is no such thing as a former pilot.
Well, I'm just I'm reading my screen. I'm
sorry. Once a pilot, always a pilot.
Retired pilot.
No. Okay. I'm being specific and technical here.
Uh-oh.
Pilot's licenses, once they've been earned, are good in perpetuity.
Hmm.
Certain authorities and privileges under the license have to be re-earned, depending on your age, every year or every 2 years, or depending on your flying, potentially every 6 months, if you're a commercial airline pilot, which I never have been. I'm not.
Okay.
But I have over 1,000 hours in my logbook flying private. Now, without going into a whole lot of detail, because it was very close to me, and I was indirectly involved in the Bob Collins issue. Bob Collins did not have a problem with his pilotage or control of the airplane. He was a skilled technical pilot who was not flying that day as the pilot in command. A friend of his, who was a retired 747 captain, was sitting in the right seat in control.
Okay.
What happened is that day, Bob Collins misidentified his position to air traffic control and ended up hitting Sharon Hawk upon entry to the traffic pattern in Waukegan.
Right.
That's not bad pilotage. That's bad situational awareness.
Okay. It's still it's an operational mistake, but it's not necessarily bad piloting. Okay.
Correct. And I'm telling you this to get to my point about John F. Kennedy Jr. and Roy Halladay. Now, the recreational sport license was first issued about 5 or 6 years ago as a concession to people who wanted to learn to fly and fly exotic or home-built or light aircraft. It's an entry-level license. It severely limits the time of day, the location, the airspace, and the kind of flying you can do. So, by definition, anybody who has a sport recreational license is a low-time, reasonably new pilot. Now, I would submit to you, in the case of Roy Halladay, because whether or not you're flying 787 Dreamliners or Cessna 172s, the intensity and the love of the discipline is all the same. Everybody loves it. I love it. I miss it because I had to submit my medical certification because of the medical condition I have.
Okay.
Now, I can fly with another person like Bob Collins did, who would act as my pilot in command, but I'm not certified to carry passengers.
Well, let me ask you this then, John. Do you know what do you know about that kind of amphibious light aircraft? It sounds like almost the equivalent of something close to an ultralight, but amphibious. And according to reports, he was going up to 100 feet and then down and skimming the water. And I know you're supposed to have fun with these planes. They're designed as sporty planes to be enjoyed in certain ways. So I can't judge if he's doing touch-and-go landing practice or if he's
just messing
around.
And to answer your question, I don't know a damn thing about that particular airplane. What I called to explain to you was that 99 out of 100 license holders of the sport recreational license pursued that license so that they could dabble and play, and their skill set, their requirements to be certified, and the amount of experience they need to have is significantly less than an actual single-engine land private pilot license.
Right, that makes sense.
Thank you for your call, John.
We appreciate the info,
enjoy your dinner tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Hub's going to take calls. That's what he does on Wednesdays. You're right. That's how I can figure out it's Wednesday and not Tuesday, like I said before. And I believe
it's Hub Hump Day.
Careful. I mean, he'll be happy to hear that.
I didn't say it's Hump Hump Day.
I guess I transposed those words. Which is fine. I mean, either way, I'm not against it necessarily.
He's just going to have people running up on Hub on a Wednesday. And just, no, it's Hub.
He'll take what he can get.
It's Hub Hump Day.
Okay. You got to be careful with that. Again, you're always skating so close to the edge.
No, don't do that.
Stuff.
Don't do that. You're the guy that gave the Irish body part name earlier.
Which I still think shouldn't have got dumped, but.
It's not exclusively Irish.
Right, the body part isn't Irish. The name was Irish, but the first name, I don't think that is. I don't know, are the Irish known for having a specific kind or size? I didn't think that was true. We're also still, I believe, going to give away another pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff show featuring Terry Bowles as we kick off the Score of a Lifetime signing tour Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage on November 15th. Got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number. You got football questions or concerns, for Hub. He's coming up on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of
Western Wine. It's that time of year, and you're probably spending more than you should. And if you really like good stuff, or maybe you're just learning what you like and you're looking forward to learning more, you have to take advantage of this deal with Cameron Hughes at chwine.com, because when you enter code Dan, you're going to get a special deal that you can't beat. Wine is always going to be produced at the highest levels by the best facilities, the best vineyards, from the best areas, but it's expensive to drink that wine, except when you get it from Cameron Hughes, because he's got relationships with these vineyards, and opportunities come up where they call and they say, hey, we got too much wine, and we filled all our bottles, we got wine left, and he's like, okay, great, and he cuts a check, he buys the wine. He signs an NDA in which he can't reveal exactly where it came from, but he can sell it with his name on it and a number on the bottle, and then tell you about it and give you a crazy price. Like the Lot 547 Rías Bajas Albariño that comes from Spain, and it is a great white varietal. If you haven't tried it and you like white wine, you're looking for something different, maybe you want to pour something at a party, I'm telling you, the Lot 547 Albariño is special. And it's only $13 a bottle. So when you get a mixed case or when you get a bunch of bottles, make sure to include the Lot 547 and give it a try, because it's a terrific white wine. Go to chwine.com for this deal. Free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. You got to try these wines. Free shipping is a huge savings because wine's heavy. It's like 50 pounds for a case. But this is going to ship for free for three or more bottles. Go to chwine.com. You have to enter Dan. That's the key. chwine.com. Enter Dan.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
FDIC.
Second book was Where's Harry, which was a very funny book, and did nice.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan, regarding something that you brought up earlier before we get to Hub, this is from BusinessInsider.com. Marketers have put NBC Universal on notice. Stop covering NFL players' national anthem protests or we'll pull our ads. That's according to Linda Iaccarino, the chairman of advertising sales at NBC Universal, who spoke during a keynote interview at an event held Friday in New York at the ad agency RGA.
So they're not saying, they're trying to have it both ways. They're not saying they're against the idea of the protest.
Stop showing them.
They just don't want it shown.
That's how you can play it. Marketers have said, we will not be part of the NFL if you continue covering it. Iaccarino said, since last year, Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback at the time, started.